USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Winter storm watches and warnings have been put in effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri ahead of heavy snow expected to start Thursday night. The area could see anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow. AccuWeather saying with the 22-30 mile-an-hour winds, there will be near blizzard-like conditions across parts of the Midwest and Plains. President Biden going big when it comes to distributing COVID-19 tests. Biden saying on Thursday he plans to distribute an additional 500 million COVID-19 tests to Americans for free, doubling the original amount. A new report says Earth had one of its hottest years on record in 2021, with temperatures 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit above last year's century average. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. This is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
A new Quinnipiac University poll clocks President Biden's job approval rating at a new low of 33%, down 3 points from the last Quinnipiac poll in November. The poll found that 53% disapprove of the job President Biden is doing. The poll also finding that just 28% of Hispanics approve of Biden's performance, suggesting a continued political realignment between the two major parties heading into the 2022 elections. College enrollment is at a 50-year low. It continued to drop last year, and nearly 1 million fewer students enrolled in college compared to 2019. That's according to a report from the National Student Clearinghouse. The rate of college enrollment has been trending downward in recent years and was made worse by the pandemic. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Senate Minority Leader is talking about a request from the Democratic-led January 6 Committee.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, says he will not participate with the January 6 Select Committee's request to interview him. McCarthy on Fox News says he has nothing to add and criticized the panel's abuse of power.
The answer could be very clear. Why did the Democrats, when they created January 6, pick and choose which Republicans could be on, disallowing, never before in history, individuals that I selected as minority leader? Why did the chair of this committee say the speaker is off limits?
Questions continue around Democrats, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for denying President Trump's request for National Guard troops on January 6. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A key Senate Democrat is affirming her support for voting rights bills and the Senate filibuster that requires 60 votes to move a bill forward.
The debate over the Senate 60-vote threshold shines a light on our broader challenges. There's no need for me to restate my longstanding support for the 60-vote threshold to pass legislation.
Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema speaking on the Senate floor. Sinema insisting the filibuster shields the United States from wild reversals in laws that Congress passes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.